Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Green Bay Packers are 2-0 after two wins in 5 days against two NFC contenders. Edition. The start checking flights. Probably easier to fly into San Jose than Francisco SFO if you're headed to Santa Clara for Super Bowl 60 edition. The Wally Lukaczynski, who you might be familiar with from his spectacular show on ESPN Beaver Dam alongside Corey Sparks, asked me a really good question last night, and I'm going to steal it for our show edition. And the most important question, how'd things go against Ford Atkinson edition? I'm Wilde and Tosh. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, maybe your Google too, I don't know, I haven't figured that out yet. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you want and everything you need. So I try to get my video fixed. On ESPN Wisconsin's all-new, all-redesigned, all-free app, had multiple people bring up the Spotify technical issues. I got some information about that while I was getting ready for the game last night. We are working to get that fixed up.
Let's go.
Yeah, I am here to report, and we're a Truman show. We Truman up around here. Well, some of us. It's not our fault. It's a Spotify issue. It's not a us issue. So as much as I want to blame Jesse, it's not Jesse.
This is a perfect chance to say, what's going on with Spotify? I don't know.
No, I do know, actually. But we don't need to get into that. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, where the Packers are 2-0 and Jesse's planning Super Bowl trips. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location with what appears to be a new hat, which I really like, by the way. That's a nice hat.
Good-looking hat.
You're a good-looking guy. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jason. Normally, you guys would probably give me grief. Oh, you're grumpy. You stayed up longer than I did, probably by a substantial amount. So
Love Lambeau, 2:38 a.m.
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
Wow.
And speaking of that guy, that's Mike McCarthy, if you don't know him. So I get to Lambeau last night, and, you know, we have Green Bay game day.
Heard that.
And it's super fun. Buck and Honey's, who does sell ice cream and is a partner, has taken over the catering this season. Saz's was awesome too, which did it for a long time. That's above my pay grade, but Buck and Honey's, they had that firecracker shrimp. It was in a different room.
Baby.
and I didn't know about it till I was leaving. Jeez, I tried to take as many with me as I could. But their food is ridiculously good. It was awesome. It's a great. We had tons of people there. Got to see David Gruber. Got to see a bunch of other partners. Got to see obviously Smalls and Canty and Evan Cohen and Rob and the whole unsportsmanlike crew. It was great. But it took. I got to Lambeau later than I normally would, and I got there and I had no fewer than my buddy Larry Radloff, who's one of the great photographers, a couple of guys
Radley.
From the stats crew. Rads, yeah, Rads. Tell me, hey, Mike McCarthy was looking for you. He was trying to open your office door. I don't know if he was like jiggling the lock or what he was up to.
Last night?
No, last night. He was there again for this game.
Jeez.
Because obviously
okay.
Dan Quinn was his defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Joe Witt is the Commanders' defensive coordinator, so I think he was there with them, or maybe he was there with Mark Murphy. It's hard to know. But he was apparently trying to track me down. I think we're going to have our coffee and walk the grounds next week, and we can start our negotiations for him to find a little time in his busy media schedule. To join us on a regular basis, but
yeah, I'm going to text him. I think Monday'd be a good day to have him on. We'll see if we can get him on Monday, and then
McCarthy Mondays, Big Mike Mondays,
McCarthy Mondays.
Yeah, Big Mike Mondays. I like the graphic.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so I'm sorry that I missed him. He saw a good game, unless I don't think he was rooting against the Packers, but he was certainly, I'm sure, rooting for his own guys too that he had worked with for so long. Tausch, what was the Green Bay game night vibe like? Because usually I use that as kind of my jumping off point for how you are going to view what happened in the game earlier in the day that day.
In this year, like typically post game shows, there's a lot of negativity. Mm-hmm. There was more negativity about after last night's game, just because there was more stuff to chew on, I think, from a special teams and penalty standpoint.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, I don't know of anybody that is calling in that is not just jumping, if they're not on the bandwagon, that this is a potentially a great football team. And nothing has changed in my mind from what I said after the Lions game 5 days ago. This is a dominant defense. This isn't, you didn't just play against two crappy offenses that can't block and they don't have any weapons. You're talking about one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. And then you're talking about Detroit's offense, which was the best in the league last year. And this defense, they don't look like, oh, they'll hold their own. Oh, they'll maybe get a couple turnovers. They look like they have a chance to be one of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
One of those dominant defenses that turn NFL teams into college teams. That turn varsity into JV. That's what this looks like. The Detroit Lions were Charlie checkdowns. Ole Gibbsy has set the record for most catches with the fewest yards. The amount of yards per play, that stat you're going to start hearing a lot about, because Green Bay is suffocating. They are, what's the snake? Is it a python that just chokes out a cobra? Who chokes out their opponent? The snake. What snake chokes out their
boa
prey?
Constrictor, I believe you're
this
looking
is
for
the
there.
Boa constrictor defense. They don't give you anything. And when they get you, they suffocate you, and then they'll bite you, and then they'll venomize you. Like, there was nowhere to run.
Venomize.
There was nowhere to hide. And we have seen this. This has now become a pattern. Quarterback gets jittery, dumps the ball off. The linebackers chase and don't give anything up, and you're sitting in a 3rd and 6+ pretty consistently all day because you're layered on defense. Your defensive backs are starting to figure out, boy, these guys, they can't sit back and have any time to throw. So Keyshawn Nixon has 5 PBUs, pass breakers.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen if you have to worry about guys beating you deep. The Parsons butterfly effect is real. And this defense is nowhere near where it's going to be. They haven't even played him full tilt yet. He's mad he doesn't get to play the whole time. Everybody's figuring out what they can, how they adjust off of it. And you're 2 weeks in and you've played two of the best offenses in your conference and you've completely boa constricted blank. You boa constricted their blanks. And it's only going to get better. I don't know how we can sit here as Packer fans today and not be downright giddy, because we are one of the, if not the best team in the NFL right now. And we're going to get better.
Huh?
Jordan Love had a really good game. He missed some stuff last night. Oh, and by the way, your two highest paid offensive linemen were in street clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Your kicker misses a kick for the first time. And it was easy. This wasn't hard.
Mm-hmm.
This was a ho-hum. Oh, you know what? They can have another garbage touchdown at the end to make it feel cute. It has been a suffocating. Like, this is a dominant defense. When you have that, everything else is so easy in football. And that's what we have. And it's going to get better. And that's why don't temper your expectations. Don't. Embrace them. Because this group is special. And you felt it, and now you're seeing it. And when you have those things together, it's going to be a fun year, boys and girls. It's going to be a fun year. It is. That was the vibe I got from the post game last night.
Jesse, as the other fan on the panel.
Hard to top that.
I was going to say, can you give us your perspective from the musty Mackless Chinese dinner party slash watch party?
I'm in the basement last night. Tausch has well documented what our basement looks like on
YouTube.
He's
big in there. Yeah,
so I'm sitting at the table, and I've got the General So chicken and the fried rice and the egg rolls.
Is it so or sow? I think it's sow.
Highly debated question over the
Mongolian
years.
Mongolian beef?
TSO, I go with so. But
so what? You're still a rock star.
I've heard it a lot of ways. Every drive, I'm sitting at the table and I'm looking at the people who are watching the game. I'm like, this defense is so good. I'm like laughing as they're getting to Jaden Daniels every drive, every series.
42% of the time they got to him last night.
Per Rob Domofsky stats and information.
And they didn't even blitz
Guys,
that
much. Is insane.
Insane in the membrane.
I'm just laughing sitting there watching the game last night.
Hey, and boys, and that's a mobile quarterback that normally in the old days,
muddle rush.
Unreal watching it last night and just thinking about what the team is capable of, knowing Micah Parsons has been here 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago, he got traded. So this is what it looks like 2 weeks in with no training camp practice for him, and he's playing in a very limited capacity, like Tausch said. Like, now you get 10 days to rest up for Cleveland and Dallas and then a bye week. Like, this team is going to be, if everyone stays healthy and if this thing stays the course, this could go to levels we haven't seen since, what, 2011? Where it's just
Jesse, dominance
week after week.
Jesse, quick question. You, when you get together with friends, either at Pablo's birthday party or somewhere else, you have conversations. That's what your group does. Did you guys have a conversation about booking tickets to Santa Clara last night?
Not about booking tickets, but we did talk about at one point, what do we do if they actually are in the Super Bowl? Because this group of friends that I'm with, we've never, all hung out together when the Packers have been in the Super Bowl.
Everyone except Tier 1 Tyler, who he left out of this party.
Yeah, exactly. So we did talk last night, what do we do if they make the Super Bowl? What are our plans for if they make it? So that conversation
by the way,
in the fourth quarter started happening last night.
That is not a crazy conversation to start with. I'm just going to say that. It's not. Like, it's a long ways away, and a lot of stuff can happen. That's not a crazy conversation. It's not. Jason, urinator, Cheerio urinator, tell me why we're crazy.
You're not crazy, but you're going to need to be lucky, right? You're going to need to stay healthy, and the Packers lose Jaden Reed for an extended period to a broken collarbone. And yes, if there was a place where you could afford to lose someone valuable, that is probably the place. That doesn't make it any easier to take. The guy's been your leading receiver each of the last 2 years, his first 2 years in the league. And that touchdown that got wiped out by Anthony Belton's holding penalty was ridiculous. Unfortunately, broke his collarbone on it. I think you would probably go over to Detroit. Like, Jesse loves the vacation there. And that was a team that was feeling a lot, and a fan base that was feeling a lot like this fan base is right now, last year, right? I mean, they were the best team in football, I thought.
They were, but their defense, in fairness, their offense was dynamic, no doubt. Their defense, even at its healthiest, didn't look like this.
Not as good as this through two games. No, I totally agree.
Sure.
But their defense was no joke. Like, let's not poo-poo. They had the preponderance of their injuries on that side of the ball. But, like, through the first four games, you look back, when they had Aiden Hutchinson.
Hutchinson was great.
He was on his way to potentially being the defensive player of the year. He had 7.5 sacks in the first four games. Like, all I'm saying is that, and I'm not saying you should temper your expectations or your enthusiasm. You know this, having been on a Super Bowl championship team. Even when you're really good, you still need some things to go your way. So there are potential pitfalls, like the little guy that used to run on the Activision game. You can fall down into the thing there. But they're swinging across the crocodile infested little waterways on their vines, feeling really good about what they're doing. I mean, they are full speed ahead, and the biggest thing to me, and I love that LaFleur did this. Like, they got a bunch of young guys that are different than the old guys that you were playing with a lot of your career. He's making sure that they don't get too big for their britches. And I think I go back to the Mike McCarthyism. Our biggest challenge is going to be handling success. They're having success, and they need
to... young players, it is harder.
Yes.
Because you haven't been through the... You haven't been through it. There are people that are starting to say that this team might never lose. They're going to lose a game. I'm going to tell you, they're going to. I don't think this is a 17-0 operation. I think they will lose
talk
games.
Talk about tempering your enthusiasm. Thank you for being the voice of reason.
I don't want them to go, like, whatever the case may be. But that will be a big part of this. When you start winning and you're dominating the way you are, anytime you think, and I said this when you were kind of, when I was having to go solo the other day, I do worry about that. And it's crazy to say that this early in the season, but we are going to start getting all of the Vegas, the odds. We are now the odds on favorite to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. We have passed Philly after last night, FYI. We're going to start getting every bouquet and all the flowers, and young players, you can't sniff on those flowers until it's over. Then you bring it all in, you make yourself a potpourri, and you love it. But when you start sniffing, your eyes don't stay where they need to be. And that's the tricky part of this, and that's where young players, all right, hey, it's great, embrace it, love it, but it's a different animal. And that's something a lot of these guys haven't dealt with. So there'll be hiccups. They're going to be few and far between. Because when you have a defense that keeps you in games and can do, and the thing that I think should scare the league, you've seen good offensive tackles, and I'm not saying Washington's O-line's great, but they're going to be groups a lot worse than what we just saw.
It's going to be a long day for some of those teams.
42% against a mobile quarterback with a really highly taught left tackle. That's paid big money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They cooked them.
That's why it's really hard to sit here in good faith watching what I've seen and say, everybody, simmer down now. Simmer down. I say let it boil. There ain't no simmering. Let it rip. We're blanking good, and we know we're good, and let it go. Like, we don't need to be anybody's underdog, anything like that. Let's just go. Because that's how good this group is. What are you snickering about?
I love your energy today. I love my job. I think the world of you. There are times where I get after you a little bit. What'd you call it? Wave gate. But you are so in you're in your bag right now. You, between the constrictor thing and then sniffing the flowers, and you're sniffing the potpourri, and your eyes aren't looking in the right. I mean, you're just why it's a joy to do.
Jay Bird, I'm going to say this: we have had great offenses around here for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and we've sat there. Can the defense be good enough? And we have hashtag fired every blanking coordinator on defense we've seen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not we, you and I.
And
but
I
yes,
know
the fan
I know says. You're not a Musk guy. But you look at, he got rid of the hashtag. He tried to say hashtags didn't help you. We don't need no more fire. The hashtag guy, it's probably going to end up being a special teams coach if anybody is going to get that now. Because Jeff Halfley ain't going to get, you're not going to get hashtagged with half.
No, it's going to be
no hashtag in half.
Hire Halfley in the spring when, or in February when they're in the hiring cycle.
No,
for
I actually
head
saw,
coaches.
I saw a funny little deal on Twitter where you need to start downplaying Halfley. And say that he does. He didn't return his shopping cart, or his lawn is too long. You just want to make it look because we don't want to lose him, because he's been an absolute home run hire.
Yeah, but he has.
Yeah, it's just it was as impressive of a night defensively again. And by the way, the offense didn't look bad either, especially in the first half.
So that segues into Wally's question that he texted me late in the game that I want to use next. Then we want to get to positives and negatives. And believe me, Matt LaFleur said this, when they come back on Monday, I've got some ammo for them. And you've always told us the best time to coach a team is after you win, because you can be harder on them as opposed to having to prop them up if they got their tuchuses kicked. He does have some stuff to work with, and we'll talk about that with our positives and negatives, but everything's positive when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yeah, indeed, and when a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment from their customer. And you know what? Customers might have apprehensions. Oh, I don't want to invite someone out to my house. Oh, but when you see the experience and the professionalism that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin brings, you trust them with bringing that project to life. And their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order by the end of the month. Get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line if you want to get in line. Tausch and I are going to answer Wally's question, which I will reveal next, and then we will give our positives and negatives quickly so we can get to yours. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Victory Friday, if you're a Packers fan, as the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18. I like something Homer did, which, of course, is sometimes hard for me to say, but it's true. He has adjusted the score of the first two games both times on Green Bay game night. 27-6 in the win over the Detroit Lions, and 27-10 last night, and quite frankly, he's right. He is. Mm-hmm. I mean, garbage touchdowns and garbage yardage.
Whale of a catch, though. The Detroit dude, I didn't want to take away his shine because it was such a great Tesla, a great catch. Last night's was complete garbanzo, like totally useless. So.
Indeed. So I want to get to positives and negatives, but Walter texted me in the waning moments of the Packers' win while that garbage yardage and points were being piled up. By the way,
It was with 3:31 left in the third quarter. The yardage differential was 342 yards for the Packers and 99 for the Commanders after almost three full quarters. That is you not doing a whole heck of a lot on the offensive side. So his question to me was this. Big expectations factored in. Can you remember feeling this good about a group after 2 weeks? And I would say this. Defensively, no. Like, you know, 96 was my first season, but I didn't start on the beat until October. So I have to eliminate that one from the equation.
Okay.
But you mentioned 2011. From the defensive perspective, you clearly you didn't feel that way. You just didn't. 97, when they went back to the Super Bowl, that was when your fellow Hall of Fame honoree that you went into the hall with, Ryan Longwell, debuted, and he missed a chip shot, and they lost 10-9 in Philly. So you didn't feel that way even that year when they were the defending champs. I would say 2011, when the offense looked so star-spangled awesome. Now, did I think they were going to start 13-0? Probably not.
Probably not.
But I'll tell you this. Right now, I'm looking at Domofsky jinxing the kicker and it lasting all of like six quarters for him to be right about his bold prediction. I'm thinking Tom Waddle is sitting in a really good spot. Tom Waddle of Waddle and Sylvie, his bold prediction, the Packers would start 8-0.
And yeah, I would say
I can see
if
that.
They can get by the Dallas Cowboys, I agree with you. That, to me, is the big boy left on their calendar until the Philadelphia Eagles come strolling
yep.
into town.
Yep. Not Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, at least they got him
Cincinnati,
at home.
Cincinnati, Joe Burrow might. Joe Burrow is going to be in danger that game.
Indeed.
Like, legit.
So to Wally's question, defensively, no, I've never felt this good. I am.
I tried to ask you that last week, and you were. Aah!
No, I thought our discussion.
I think exactly your quote.
How would I type that on channel3000.com? What letters would I use?
I think you did video.
A-R-G-E-R-Y.
So do you agree with Walter's assessment there that this is the best you
yes.
felt, period, paragraph, Vin?
Since we've been doing this show, no doubt. And
sure.
I think we've seen, because I've always believed in the prior quarterback, and I believe in – I did the first year, Jordan Love, I didn't know. Nobody knew. And that was
the
only year that I kind
either.
Of was like, ugh. Mm-hmm. And then his second year, you felt, all right, well, off of what he built, what Jordan Love built, you felt really good. And then he gets hurt and everything else. And last year was kind of a – you thought they were good, but you didn't think anything like special, but they were mm-hmm. still good enough that they could pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing you worry about is, you know, you get into the playoffs and it's a complete coin toss. I don't feel that way at this point because it just you have not seen, and I am not going to do this yet, but they are tracking to have a chance to be in that same category as those Tampa and Baltimore Raven defenses. They do. If you look at, I would bet their stats are similar for through 2 weeks. They have playmakers like those teams. Now, they have to get there. I don't see a Warren Sapp, but I certainly see someone off the edge that is very good. You're looking at a team that can win games with the defense, just with the defense. I can't remember ever being able to say that here. I can't. Not in this job.
Let's hold off on any comparisons to the 1985 Bears, the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, or the 1976 Pittsburgh Steelers, along with any attempts at nicknames for this 2025 Green Bay Packers defense, for now at least.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Look at that. You and I on the same page, and I know you didn't read this. So
I didn't.
I'm totally with you on that. Now.
But can you at least say that this is the first time you could even think about having that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the 96 team was number one in offense, number one in defense. I don't think that this team is quite that level. Okay, I don't think offensively we're going to be talking about they're the number one offense. Also, they're
not going to need to be. They won't need to be.
Literally was about to say they don't need to be. Glad we're on the same page. I want to get to our calls, so give me your. There's so many positives to choose from. Maybe we should leave the low-hanging fruit for our fans and just ask what your negative is so we can get to calls.
Well, my dog of the game was Tucker Kraft. Was obviously a huge positive. Not only because
Tucker
he loves
Kraft,
the tickler.
Tucker Kraft.
So he's just really good.
Magnificent. Memory-wise, not as good. Thought it was his first 100-yard game of his life. Turns out he had two as a jackrabbit, so apparently he forgot those.
Great places, South Dakota.
Okay. That's not a negative.
Is this hyperbole? I asked this on Green Bay game night last night.
Oh, dear.
Is there a better tight end in the NFL than Tucker Kraft right now?
Oh, so that would explain why Homer was all about that.
It wasn't a palm deal. I thought last year he emerged in the top five. I did. By the end of last season, I thought he is coming on. And now you have 2 weeks. Who are you for sure as a all-around tight end saying, I got to have him over Tucker? Now, I said there might be a few guys I'm forgetting about. Who is it, though?
So I don't – while I may have broken down the extensive film of one Nate Hobbs upon his arrival, I haven't watched a lot of Brock Bowers.
He's long and athletic and a good pass catcher. I put him in the equation. He's definitely in the equation.
I haven't watched a lot of Trey McBride.
He's a good player.
I've certainly seen Sam Laporta.
He's better than Sam.
Okay, I think that. But
well, he is.
Okay.
Hockenson.
Better than Hock.
Kittle.
Mark Chimura.
Better than Kittle.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Better than Kelsey.
I mean,
come on.
Doesn't tight end kind of depend what you need?
Travis Kelsey's getting old. Travis Kelsey's still playing, but he's not.
He's like, Mahomes' security blanket. Like, the connection they have. Like, that's Kelsey on the Packers wouldn't be
as good.
He's
better than Travis Kelsey right now, period, Finn. He is. Come on. Like, we're not living. I know everybody loves him and Taylor Swift, and he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot. One of the greatest to ever do it, but he's 37 years old. Come on. He is. You want to say Bowers and McBride? I can have that conversation. I'm not having it with Kelsey and Tucker Kraft. Like, come on. I'm not going to have it.
Okay.
It's foolish.
Again, we don't consider anything anyone's accomplished now. You're saying you're not a prisoner of the moment.
I just said that he's a Hall of Famer, but I'm going off of what we're at 9-12 of 2025. You're talking about some tight end from the 90s, man.
He caught two passes for 16 yards in the opener.
Who did?
Tucker Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what do you have last
night? Yes, he had six catches for 124 and a tutter. He was good. I'm not saying he wasn't good.
Yeah.
But you can't say you're not being a little pommy. Come on.
Travis Kelsey, I'm not. Now, I asked a question. I think he's a top three, four tight end right now. There are guys. I didn't say he's for sure the best. I said, who's better? And let's talk about it, is what I said. And Bowers came up. McBride didn't. And I think that's your list. I don't know who else I'm. Like, Kittle is definitely in the conversation. I should poo-poo Kittle. He's injured.
He is
a great tight end. So I'm not going to poo-poo Kittle. I keep him in that. But Travis Kelsey, no.
I'm not here to judge. Travis Kelsey last year still caught 97 passes.
Yeah, he had a good year. He did.
Zach Ertz, I know he Ertz, don't it? No. He's old too. No. I don't understand. Like,
he's so dismissive.
Well, I feel away. That's how I feel.
Mark Andrews. Nah. Nah.
What about Barry Alvarez's grandson, Jake Ferguson?
Nah.
Fergie's good, but no.
Friermuth. Nah. Nah.
All right, so you guys don't think he's a top five tight end?
Saying,
I do. That's fine.
No. I'm not saying that by the end of the season we might not, because I predicted we would be, that he'd be a top five tight end. And I think you can make the argument after last night's performance that he's there. I just feel like maybe we're showing a little bit of our bias here. Just a little.
No, I'm not.
No.
Nah. I'm not.
Nah. Nah. You're like
You're
like a Muppet. All right. Well, I would like to get to calls. Forget it. We're not even going to bother with positives and negatives from our perspective. We will just get yours. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. It was great last night to see my good friend David Gruber. It's always just so good to see him. And I understand people who don't know him, they see the commercials. He is an amazing guy. And it was wonderful to see him and his wife and the whole crew. And, again, I hope I never have to call him for anything other than, hey, you want to be on our Boldathon? But if you do have to make the call because you've been injured, that's the call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more. Your positives, your negatives. On the Carbless Talk and Text line, there's another call you can make. 844-770-3776. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
That is the Carbless talk and text line. I think Buble is part of our problem from what I'm hearing on Spotify, because we pay to be able to use that kind of music, but there's something weird happening over on their side that's causing us consternation. But I'll say this, 4 different people last night asking about Spotify when they saw me. So it is something that people still very much use to listen to our show, and I am very eager for us to get it back. So thank you to those of you that are either listening live or listening on some other platform. I did recommend to all of them the ESPN Stitcher. Wisconsin app. I'm sorry?
Oh, I thought you meant Stitcher. I thought you said Stitcher. I didn't know if that was still in play.
No. Are we on Twitch? So we will keep working on resolving that issue. In the meantime, we've got a bunch of calls backed up. You still have room to get in on the conversation, 844-770-3776. Now, Mo in Illinois is sometimes our voice of, you know, maybe putting his, like I tend to do, putting his thumb on the scale. And when we get too high or too low. So let's see what Mo's got first. Mo, good morning, buddy. How are you? Mo? Hey, Mo!
Well, I'm going to say he's not there.
All right, so that went well. Strong start. Let's keep rolling with the calls. Really let's see start. If Bailey in Tennessee, not to be confused with Bailey's Harbor. Bailey, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you guys for taking my call. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are awesome. Love your accent. Welcome to the show. How are we doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. It's a great day to be a Packers fan. I'm super hyped about this team, and I'm not going to be surprised if this team is playing in February in Santa Clara. So my positive is Javon Bullard. Javon Bullard is getting the most of his snaps, and he was on the field 84% of the time yesterday, and he was playing really good. I mean, his coverage is pretty good. He's a very physical guy, and he's making the most of it. You know, he's he had that one play where he went through like two blockers and on that screen pass, and Javon Bullard is playing very good. I'm very impressed with Bullard. And then my negative is the special teams. And now Brandon McManus missed a kick. I'm not too worried about that. I think he'll bounce back. But the punt coverage wasn't as good yesterday as it was against that Lions team. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll bounce back. But honestly, that's the only negative you can really come up with, other than Jordan Love did miss a few throws. But I think Jordan Love will bounce back. I think this team is going to bounce back. I think this team is going to be playing in Santa Clara, like I said. And, yeah, I'm super, super hyped for this team.
Great call, Bailey. We appreciate it. And again, I think Bailey is one of many that feel that way. The special teams, I think you saw some glimpses of why they like Savion Williams as much as they do, right? He's big, he's strong, he's not as fast as Golden, but he's fast. That trick play that they ran, it would have been nice if he doesn't slip and fall if you're a Packers fan, because it worked. It was effective. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what did LaFleur talk about why he was chewing Enik Bare out to the extent that he did?
I was hoping that, because usually, even when the players are all off, we still usually get him the day after a game. Mm-hmm. And we didn't. He will not be speaking to us today. So I was actually considering texting him on that, which I don't. Limit my times use that. Because I didn't want to ask it, given the vibe of the press conference post-game, I didn't really want to ask it there. It was vibing. Yeah. So read the room, Wildy. 844-770-3776. All right. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. It's Jesse's fault.
Game room's closed.
Indeed. We're going to try Mo in Illinois again. But if he's not there this time, hey, Mo, you gots to go. Mo, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Fired up and ready. Sorry about that.
All right. Hey, you're usually kind of the voice of reason. You got a little bit of a – I'm not saying you're a negative person, but when people are getting carried away, you do point some things out. I was very eager to get to your call because I'm curious if you're going to be that guy today.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, and I think Packer Nation is very excited. Obviously, we all know, you know, the addition of Michael Parsons. I feel kind of added to the energy of this team. But as excited as I am, and I still do think this is a Super Bowl caliber team 2 weeks in, it is early. I'm very excited with this team. However, let's look at a team, the defending champions, like the Philadelphia Eagles. My issue with this Packers team so far, and it could get fixed, right, is last year what plagued us was our pre-snap penalties, our mental errors, our special teams. I'm seeing similar patterns this year already 2 weeks in. Again, it's early, so I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to do any of that. But what I do want to say, if we want to get to that next level and become legitimate Super Bowl contenders, those penalties have to stop. Those mental errors have to stop. Special teams needs to stop being incompetent. Isn't Rich Bisaccia the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL? I mean, that's inexcusable. Every time the Packers are on special teams, flag. And it's like, oh, no surprise. We all know it's going to be a flag because it's special teams. So that's got to get cleaned up. That's my biggest frustration so far. But all things considered, guys, listen, I'm buying into the hype. This team is showing us what they're capable of. Offensive line, you know, held their own yesterday with two starters out. There's no reason for us not to be excited over this team. And it is still early. But so far, so good.
That is the most effusive you are capable of being, and I love it. Thanks for the call, Mo. We appreciate you. Tausch, as someone who was not a frequently penalized player, how do you view their penalty problems? Because it does, and look, you're playing Anthony Belton, who is a young player, now playing in games that actually count. I think a reasonable question to ask.
Yeah, it's just something that you continue. Whenever there's penalties, it's typically a fundamental deal, and that's where experience and understanding, if you get on an edge, you have to do a certain thing, and you know, some penalties you can live with. Some the pre-snap stuff can't have it, especially at home, can't have it. And I think that's where you need to clean that up. Combative penalties, you know, McCarthy would always say we can live with combative penalties if you're going up to the line. Those are things you can live with. But early in the season, and especially with the lack of preseason football that you play, there's going to be a little bit more chop, and especially when it comes to you're playing in 5 days and you have a bunch of players that have not, especially up front, that have not played a ton. I am not as concerned about that because Matt LaFleur, for the most part, has not been a heavy penalized. His teams have not been heavily penalized. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
No.
There have been games that you've seen it.
Correct.
But from a consistent standpoint, they've been pretty doggone good. And I'm not seeing – I think you can say most of this stuff can get cleaned up. And it can get cleaned up if you get your starters back, especially on the O-line. But just in general, the special team stuff, yeah. I think Mo has every right to be concerned. That is something that you don't want every kick or punt return to be like, oh, where's the flag? I agree with him on that. And those are some things that need to get picked up and cleaned.
From the YouTube comments, a few folks, Aaron, couple of others, and then Josh and Hartland via the private talk and text line. Enig Bare ran onto the field after the 16-yard completion to Brooks. I have the TV. I have my iPad. I have the Amazon broadcast there, but it's like two plays behind, so I don't have I don't listen to the audio because it confuses me.
I think what happened,
he thought they were kicking field goal.
Kicking a field goal, and then gave Washington a chance to sub, and I think that's
correct.
What threw the whole thing off.
That's what Herb Street said, yeah.
That is exactly what happened. So ran out thinking it was going to be a field goal, and then they technically substituted, so then they held up the play. Thank you to everyone who was watching on television or on streaming service. And free shipping service for your purchases to let us know.
I thought they did a good job with it. I thought it was a good broadcast.
You've been a little critical.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, Al's just, I mean, there's not the same enthusiasm that I think, but Al's a great storyteller. Herbie, obviously, is really good at his job. So, all in all, I mean, I was watching from a freshman football game, so I had on my phone with my AirPods in watching for a little chunk of it, and then when I got home, was able to watch it on the big screen. So all in all, for a streaming service that doesn't make my top three, I think pretty good job.
Well, you and Herbie, both big dog guys, and when the family dog does arrive at the Tauscher household, it'll be Tito.
Tito's, you know what? There's three things. We love football, fire up the grill, and a solid cocktail in your hand. And whether you're celebrating another Packers win, you're getting ready for a fun Badgers weekend, or you're just chilling on a no Packers Sunday, Tito's needs to be in your drink. With spicy bloody, if you're going to go out and play a little golf, going to get hot. It's going to be warm down in Tuscaloosa. Going to be hot up here, too. Nothing goes better. Hydration. Get in there. Put Tito's in with what you're doing. And you know what? Not only does Tito's make a great drink, they also do great in the community across the country, and especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Hard to believe, but we're running late. Little more left in the 9 o'clock hour. Get your calls and texts into the Carbless Talk and text line 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like
from John in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments, quoting Zach Cruz of the Packers Wire, who I think is probably getting this from Pro Football Focus or some other analytics firm, not 565 Analytics, because they don't pay their employees. Through two games, the Packers have pressured their opposing quarterback on 41 of 95 dropbacks.
Yeah.
That's wow.
That's a lot. It's a big number.
Yeah. That's lots.
Speaking of numbers,
holy smokes, we're good.
Not going to get that analysis anywhere else. That's lots.
I don't between that, you know, and I'm going to start doing more I don't knows to you now just because I enjoy irritating you. You've been a little harsh lately. I just want to say that.
That's analysis. Thanks. You can't get anywhere else.
We can get lots of calls though. And we've got them.
It's called joking.
Oh, is that what it's called? Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me. Let's go to Ricardo in Canada. Ricardo, it's called Welcome to the Show.
Oh, baby. I got a hunch this is going to be good.
I wonder if he's excited. Ricardo?
I think so.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's go.
I'm drinking my green. My green and gold Kool-Aid is extra sweet this morning. I love it. The positives from yesterday's game, everything. I don't care. Nothing in the world is wrong right now. The best part of last night was the thank you Jerry chants after the game. That was epic. I thoroughly enjoyed those. The negatives, there are no negatives. We're 2-0. We look like the best team in the NFL. And we live in the moment. Don't worry about the future. It's going to happen when it happens. A few points I just want to point out. I don't know how Buda's going to do this, but I really think he needs to re-sign Walker and Elton Jenkins yesterday. Those two guys have earned every cent. Jenkins is anchoring that line like a bona fide stud. I'm telling you, nothing is coming up the middle. Everything, the protection is looking good. It's on the edges with the rookies. That's going to happen. I'm loving it. Walker, he needed a racehorse. He needed a thoroughbred next to him because he's matching Cooper step for step on everything. Last time we've had two linebackers like this, I can't even remember. These guys are fast, fierce. It's fantastic. I'm loving it. Let's go, boys. All is good in this world, and let's just enjoy
let's
this
go.
Ride.
Hey, man. You know what's funny about that? Ricardo jacked up as usual, and he's hitting on great points. Legit, when he said Walker needs to be re-signed, I was thinking he said Rashid. We got two Walkers that would be awesome to re-sign. Hey, this is my Wilder.
It's a radio medium still, even on Spotify when we get back on there. So your facial expressions are to a limited audience.
But just think of that. Yeah, and by the way, next man up, I think, is going to be Kraft probably to get paid, right?
No.
Who's going to be paid next?
Quay Walker's going to get paid next. There's an offer on the table already. I think they're still continuing those negotiations.
Tell me a little more. Is it close?
Yeah, I think
close-ish. Hey, Scoop-Dee-Doo. I love it when it's Scoop-Dee-Doo time.
Yeah. Again, I'm not here to tell you the rules, but as much as you have crowned Tucker Kraft, and with good reason, he's been awesome.
They can sign him after this season.
They
right?
can't sign him until
after the season.
Correct. Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. So we'll keep going with your calls. But yes, two Walkers. Who was the defensive lineman they had? Rod Walker? Is that what
yeah,
that
Hot
was?
Rod. We called him Hot Rod Walker. Yeah. Yep.
Not to be confused with Gooch. They've had some interesting characters in the defensive tackle group over the years.
So you believe you would bet, not you wouldn't go to Hard Rock and bet because that's not what you do, but you believe Quay Walker will have an extension soon.
Yeah, I mean, he said that those talks have been ongoing. It's been really interesting, you know, to see. And he and I talked a little bit for a while after the crowd dispersed last week. I think he really wants to be here. I think he feels really good about where he's at. I'm guessing that it's going to be good, not great money, because he's been an inconsistent player, right? But it gives him some security. So I would, again, this is not breaking news. I mentioned this in a story on Channel 3000.
I'm sure our digital team won't put that out as a...
No, don't do it.
From Scoop-dee-doo.
Scoop-dee-doo.
Don't do it. all right, we need to get to the... Need to get to the 10 o'clock hour and more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. So Kamal and Madison, Steve and Mequon, and anyone else who's thinking about calling, now's the time to do it. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.